Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
The balls.
Hey. Coach of the year?
Yeah, man.
He's on cloud nine right now. Giants fans are on cloud nine.
I think he's the best new hire of all the ones that the new hires.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
I think so. The guy's definitely got balls. So, yeah, so let's kind of like start there with the New York football Giants 2-0. How about that? Didn't see that one coming. Juice, never in doubt. Juice, you were there Sunday. Paint a picture. What was the vibe like?
It was surprisingly loud, really loud, because, you know, Giants games are pretty tame. Like, you go to other football games and other arenas, it does get loud. Our fans are typically tame, and they're not the ones that are usually excited to get up. You kind of have to turn around and encourage everybody to turn around. But they gave us towels. We were waving them. And the third downs, it really got loud. It was, like, a little bit like playoff atmosphere. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And they showed out, you know, won their first two games. That first game was just amazing. I mean, first half against the Titans, they were like, you know, this is what we expected, right? Like, they're going to be horrible. And then just completely turned it around and, you know, Dabble. Or am I pronouncing his last name right? I feel like I always fuck it up.
Dable.
Like table, but Dable.
I like that. Okay, so yeah, he showed his big cojones. He went for the win, and converted. And yeah, it seems like the players love him, and they got something here. It looks like they got everything but the quarterback, right? At this point,
I'd rather be the worst 2-0 team in the league than the best 0-2 team in the league. So I think, you know, it's cool that the Giants won two games and. You know, the schedule's kind of light, but, you know, I'm kind of taking the wait-and-see approach because I'm not really super impressed with them yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they beat the Panthers and the Titans, two teams who haven't done, you know, much to prove that they're really good teams. But, you know, this episode right here, you know, I call this the way too early season overreaction pod because we're only 2 weeks in here. It's so hard to tell what these teams are, right? Like, who's good?
This team really reminds me of, well, minus the quarterback, but it reminds me of those early New England teams, like early 2000s, in the sense that, like, Dable's running this team like with really unknown talent. I think this team is really bereft of talent. They stink as, like, from a wide receiver perspective, and they have some guys on defense, but they're just grinding people down. And Daniel Jones, he's bad.
Yeah,
I thought he was gonna get benched, honestly, if it started out really bad in the third quarter.
You mean of game one?
No, game two, Panthers.
I don't know if you could bench. You know what? If they keep winning, though, like, you know, if they, you know, they got Dallas next. I think they got Chicago after that. If they keep winning, it's going to be hard to sit them. So
no,
I don't know if Tyrod's going to be the answer either. So I almost kind of want to just, you know, let's just ride it out.
Yeah, I think they're going to be 4-0.
This schedule is really, like, kind of unfair. Yeah. In the sense that, well, we're on the good side of it. But I was looking at the schedule. They don't play a true road game again until, like, October 23rd, and they go on the road to play Jacksonville. So they have the Cowboys next week at home, no Dak. They have the Bears at home the following week, and I'm not convinced the Bears are anything.
Yeah.
Then they go to London to play Green Bay, and Green Bay is supposed to be the home team, but they're not going to have – they're a better team, but they're not going to have, like, a home field advantage.
Right.
And then we go on the road, I think it's October 23rd, at Jacksonville. And then I think we have six division games, like, at the later part of the second half of the season. So they could, you know, I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but they can squeak out a couple wins.
Oh yeah, yeah. A couple, for sure.
Dude. I think they're gonna. I think they have a very good shot at 10, maybe more. Look at this schedule. Like you said, Cowboys, Chicago. Okay, Green Bay and London. That's tough. Baltimore at home. Okay, tough. But then after that, you got at Jacksonville, at Seattle with Geno, Texans at home, Lions at home, at Cowboys. I guess that.
Wow.
Dak would probably be back by then. Washington at home. Philly at home, it's tough. But then you still put at Washington, at Minnesota, Colts last week. I mean, I really think they're going to win 10, 11 games.
No, this team is really, to me, I think it's good. Like anywhere, like I said, like when we did the pod before, I think the range is like 7, 8. If the really, okay. If it really breaks, well, 9, I think. But I don't know.
Well, you can't deny that they're well coached. They're... they have a lot of passion, this team. Like, you know, I guess, where was it? After game one, was it Diana Russini? She had like a tweet, like she was at Giants camp or whatever, you know, practice. She said the vibe was just completely different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely have like a whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
Vibe for sure. And then NFL, you know, week to week, you just don't know. So, I mean... So if some of these games break the right, you know, they could easily be 0-2. And last year when they were 0-2, they could have easily been 2-0 if a couple of plays break differently. It's just kind of the way it goes. So,
that's right.
You know, sometimes just, you know, quality coaching and a little bit toughness and you know, balls and, you know, get guys stepping up and making big plays. You know, that's the difference between, you know, 7 wins and 10 wins. So you really don't know how it's going to go. So I guess we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But definitely cautiously optimistic.
Really, really happy that Saquon looks good.
He does. Yeah. He looked great. I mean, game one, he was amazing. I mean, he pretty much was like the whole team, it seemed like, on offense. And game two, did he do much this past Sunday? I'm not sure what he did.
He came on in the second half. He had like 2 yards at halftime. He ended up with like 80.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. And then.
Yeah, he looks great.
And then in Florham Park, you know, week one, Jets, you know, lay a stinker. I mean, the defense looked legit. We kept, you know, saying in the first half, but there's only so much they can do when the offense was awful. And they end up getting, I mean, they didn't get blown out. They lost 24-9 to the Ravens, but it felt like a blowout in the second half. And then game two, holy shit. I don't know. Would you say they're lucky? You know,
of course.
Yeah, they're lucky, right? I mean, at 155, they're pretty much dead in the water. Cleveland could have just, Chubb could have just what? He could have just taken, you know, went down. Instead, he went for the touchdown. if he goes down, they take a knee 3 times. The game's over.
Yeah, I'm ecstatic. But like, at the end of the day, we were down 2 scores with 2 minutes left, and their defense looked atrocious. Like Jacoby Brissett was moving the ball with no resistance at all. The one thing, like the whole year, it's really Zach Wilson, the guy, because the offensive weapons are all over the place on that team. So this whole year is really what is Wilson? That's all I'm really caring about right now.
Yeah, Garrett looks great.
Oh, I think he's going to be offensive rookie of the year.
He looks amazing. Though,
I'm very worried about Saleh. If I like, how many times is this guy going to punt from midfield on 4th and 1? How many times? It's happened last year a lot. It even happened in the Cleveland game. At the end of the half, they get a stop on 3rd down, right? And I think Cleveland was at their own 8-yard line, something like that. He just let the clock run down for 40 seconds. So the Jets, they still ended up scoring, but he let like almost a minute go off the clock. Good coaches do not do that. Stuff like that. Me and Tony have been seeing clock management for years with this stuff, where even the fans are like, call timeout, like call Twitter, call a timeout, call timeout. Like, I don't understand how some of these coaches don't, and he doesn't seem to get like that part of the game.
It seems like every Jets coach in our lifetime, at least, has just like plays this like conservative, pussy, like type football almost, like where it's just like they play it safe and. Yeah, definitely clock management. We've never had a coach that had good clock management. Maybe Mangini did, but
Mangini, you know,
that was it. He was probably the best coach we've had, as far as you know that's concerned. But you know, we didn't see him for that many years. But yes, the jury's still out on Saleh. I mean, you know, because, yeah.
What's the vibe of Chubb does take that knee and they get, you know, it's 30-17. The defense looked, I thought, totally unprepared and kind of lethargic out there.
Yeah.
Like, what's the conversation?
Oh, yeah. It was
luck. But that really could change. It did get luck. So it's like, all right, well, now what are you going to do with it? If they lose, like, look terrible this Sunday, then it's like, all right, that game, it's thrown out the window. It didn't change anything. But this could be like a, you know, a catalyst to really, you know, just get some good vibes and take advantage of it.
Yeah, and you get the Cincinnati team that really, I mean, they're having a hard time protecting Burrow. So it's lined up pretty nice, I think, this week for the Jets. But the Cincinnati comes to be desperate. So that's the one thing I'd be worried about. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping they were going to pull it out in Dallas, honestly. It's going to be a tight game.
Yeah, because Jets beat them last year, which, you know, I don't know
Mike
who does
White,
I don't know who does the scheduling, but, you know, back-to-back years, the Bengals come to MetLife, which is kind of weird. But, yeah, so but Bengals
if,
are going to want.
If they do win, though.
Oh, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, if they do win, I mean, they play Pittsburgh week 4. That's a very winnable game.
Absolutely.
With Trubisky, I think they're gonna make a switch soon for that guy Pickett, the rookie.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Juice, what were you saying?
No, I was saying so the opposite of the Giants. The Jets' schedule is kind of wonky in the sense that it's already hard to begin with the teams that they have to play, but they go through the whole AFC North. And then right away, it's division games, right? It's just like a weird way to start. But I'm excited to watch this team week in, week out. They kind of remind me of the Knicks a little bit in that nobody's – I don't know if around the league or fans are really expecting them to make the playoffs or do damage, but they're really young and they're really, like, excited. And you, like, all of – you want to see development. You want to see – young guys grow and get better, but yeah, it all comes down to Zach Wilson. But that I thought that win was big. When's the last time the Jets had a fourth quarter come from behind, down big, come back and win the game? You know, I know it's the Browns, but I think that's big. You need that stuff to happen to change the culture.
Yeah, it could go either way this Sunday. Yeah, can they come out and ride that momentum, or can they just revert back to how they've looked, you know, most of week 2 and, you know, most of week 1. So it's going to be, it's going to say a lot this game this Sunday. And I can't remember the last time the Jets had a win like that.
No, in the last several years, you guys probably know the exact year. I think maybe it's 2018, but they haven't had a September win, right? Wasn't that a crazy line?
Yeah,
that's right.
I think the last one was that Sam Darnold, his first game at Detroit Monday night. Remember he threw the pick 6, the first play of the game?
Yes.
And then they ended up winning it, like, I saw the score. I think it was like 49 points they scored, something crazy. So everyone was all hyped. And then
That was 2018. Yeah,
that was the last time they had a September win, which is insanity.
Yeah, 4 years ago. That is nuts. So
I think it's a big win. It's a big win.
Yeah, and you know what? They do have a good, exciting young core. Garrett Wilson. I mean, he looks like a stud already. They got Elijah Moore. They got Michael Carter. So those three weapons right there. And then you know you got some other good players too, and you got some exciting players on defense. But yeah, Paul, what you said. I mean, at the end of the day, no one wants to see Joe Flacco. I'm sorry. I mean, he looked pumped up. He seemed fired up. The whole team obviously did, and he actually had a good game. What, 307, 4 touchdowns. But you know, again, a lot of that happened in the last 2 minutes.
Second in the NFL in passing right now.
Yeah, which is
he was like 26 of 34, so he was accurate. He looked good, but yeah, he's just you can only get so happy when it's him. I want to see Zach back there so bad, but
yeah, because I heard a stat where Zach Wilson. He didn't throw for over 300 yards once last year, and Flacco, I think, did in week 1, right? Like, so. But listen, Flacco's a proven guy. I mean, he won a Super Bowl. You know, he's been there, done that, but he's kind of a he's boring, and we want to see our second-year quarterback. So, yeah, hopefully he's back week four. But we'll see. We'll see. It definitely, like, I'd be a lot more, like, not excited for this game this Sunday if they did just end up losing 30-17 against the Browns. So, pretty excited.
No, the crowd, I think it would be a very lively crowd, I would think. So,
yeah.
We'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah. Bengals.
I think the crowd on Monday night for the Giant game is going to be pretty insane.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
But here's the thing.
With Dallas.
Here's the thing. Like, so Bengals fans, there's not a ton of them out there. They're not like a national team per se. So there's not going to be a lot of Bengals fans there Sunday. So I got to think the Jets crowd would be loud. For Giants Cowboys, though, you guys know half that crowd is like Cowboy fans usually. You know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Or 40%? 30-40%?
It's like a front running. How many casual Cowboy fans are going to come out for like a mediocre team without their quarterback? You know what I mean?
Yeah. The point that you just made is the point I was going to make. Like, I don't know how many people are waking up for Cooper Rush.
That's true.
You know, after a 1-1 start. Like, I mean, we'll see how it turns out, but I'm sure there'll be a couple. But yeah. I don't think it's going to be like a huge migration.
I read an interesting thing on Twitter that the whiteout that they're planning for Monday was totally strategic. So, Cowboys fans, like, their primary jersey, they always wear white. They almost never wear blue unless it's like some kind of throwback gimmick or a color rush. Right. So their fans are going to show up in their Cowboys jerseys, which Giants fans are being told to wear white. So the whole stadium is going to look white. And I heard Cowboys, they hate wearing those blue jerseys, and they have something kind of like the Giants and the red jerseys that they had back in the day where they would always lose.
Yeah.
So
they
purposely... Yeah, they did it to piss them off too. So,
nice,
it's like a double fold.
I actually like the Cowboys blue jerseys a lot. I like them better than the white, but that's just me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. It's gonna be a fun Sunday. I will tell you, man. it's been tough trying to figure out a lot of teams here. Obviously. You know, the stud teams, right? Like the Chiefs look amazing, as I thought they would. The Bucks, I guess the Bucks look pretty good. I don't know. Defense looks amazing. I'm trying to think.
Buffalo
looks incredible. Yep, exactly. Eagles look incredible. Jalen Hurts, MVP?
The Colts.
Maybe?
The Colts look great.
Pinay, yeah, shouts to Pinay, picking the Colts.
I'm sorry, Steve.
13 wins, so that means they got to win how many of their next 17? They look awful.
Hey, listen, a lot of season left. But
they might have a donut.
I think they win this Sunday. I think they beat KC.
You took it out of my mouth. I'm not even like. Certain I want to take the Chiefs in Survivor because, yeah, this league is sometimes crazy like that, right? Like, they lose 24-0 to the Jaguars. They may easily, it's their home opener, you know? I don't know. You never fucking know.
You guys are wasted. No way.
Yeah, I would say 49-10, Chiefs.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
But who else has looked like... Ooh, excuse me.
Uncle is my
Taco Tuesday.
My Super Bowl pick.
Who's that?
Denver.
Oh, fuck. I fucking hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
The crowd against the Texans, they were counting down the clock, like, 4, 3, 2, 1. Because this guy Hackett is oblivious. What is he doing?
How hilarious is that? You know? I've never seen that before. A crowd...
I also think Russell Wilson's washed up.
It's both. I think the coach is terrible and Wilson's done, and it's like a terrible mix.
Yeah, and the crowd, like, not only were they doing that, they were booing Wilson. I've never seen a crowd turn on a team, like, so quickly. I mean, they're a passionate fan base, but Jesus.
How long is his contract?
4 years, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Judy can't stay in the field either for them.
No, he's always dinged up.
Yeah, they got some issues for sure. Tough division too.
That week one, I'll never forget it. Right, like the three out of the four of us took them in Survivor, and it was just the most annoying, dumb game I've ever seen. Like, it's just everything about it. The two fumbles at the goal line, the foot on the foot on, you know, the end there with the clock management. It's just like what? Everything about it.
Like they have a they have a really good running back. Like Javonte Williams, feed him the ball. That guy is a tank. He's like, so they're on the goal line, like an inch away. They have Wilson and shotgun with like four wide receivers and no running back. Like that's all coaching. Like what do you just run the ball, hand the ball off? Like,
I know.
These coaches try to be like too cute sometimes, and it's
yeah,
so
definitely
frustrating.
Yeah, Hackett was what? Was he the quarterback coach or offensive coordinator in Green Bay?
I don't know what that was, but like
I think he was another like.
He was what?
It's like how the Giants. It's like how the Giants hired like McAdoo. All these guys that come under Green Bay, Philbin in Miami. Like, it's all because of the quarterback. It's not you, man. It's not you calling the plays. It's the guy out there. You know,
right?
And I think he's another example of that. He's in way over his head.
Oh yeah, and he's, you know, he's Paul Hackett's son, who famously was the offensive coordinator for the Jets back in the day. Not a fan.
No.
Who else is an annoying team? The Raiders. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was boy, the choke job.
What a choke job.
How about Kyler Murray, huh?
Kyler.
The little legs.
Little legs. He
scurried around like a squirrel.
What on that scramble at the end of the game where he went it was like a 25-second play.
Yeah.
He went 85 awesome. Yards. In that play.
It's insane. I think, what is it? I swear today, it's like one scout said, and like, I can't get out of my head now, Kyler Murray is like the baby who stole like the parents' phone and is running around the house.
That's good. That's really good.
He's got like a baby face, you know, too, right?
He takes a lot of flack, but when it's right, it looks, you know, a lot of times I think he's the most exciting player in the league when it's all lined up.
Oh yeah, it's so much fun to watch,
and maybe the most athletic. I mean, he was dead. I mean, that one Raiders guy like had him tackled, and he just like somehow escaped, and it's unbelievable. And he had some amazing throws. Fucking fan threw a punch at him after the game. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they're like investigating it. I think what really happened though was the fan or whoever that was tried to like hit his shoulder pad and just completely whiffed and hit his face.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think he like threw a punch necessarily.
Oh, got it. Well, it's the Raiders. You know, you never you never know.
But, you know what I thought though? When I had that money was the last leg for a parlay that I needed, and they were up big, right? And they're blowing the game, and I see where this is going, and I'm like, you know what? They're gonna lose, right? And I just thought, Josh McDaniels, like, this might not be true, but Josh McDaniels can't coach. Like, I think he's just one of these offensive coordinators.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree. That was just such a – so Paul and I in the Johnny pool, that was a huge game for us, right? Because, Paul, you had the Cards. Yeah. I had the Raiders. And
that flipped it.
That flipped it, and, you ended up winning the week. Who knows what could happen if the Raiders held on. Rams blew that cover, too. Yeah, Rams blew that cover, too. Against the Falcons, that was a bad one. That you, Paul, you had to be like, because didn't you take them in Survivor, the Rams? You had to be kind of shitting. Yeah,
I was freaking out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, no team is safe.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough this year.
Like week three. Have you guys looked at it yet?
Buffalo.
I haven't. I didn't look at it yet, but there, I think I want to say that there's only like five or six 0-2 teams. Like everyone's winning.
It's insane. So
week three, the biggest spread is San Diego, like a touchdown over Jacksonville. But I can see Jacksonville like putting up a game there too.
I know.
I think Herbert's probably still dinged up as well.
I know. Chargers always, you know, they always, you know, they pull off a few choke jobs every year. So I'm gonna read it off for week three. Steelers Browns, is there a guarantee there?
No.
Bills. No. Bills Dolphins.
13-10.
Right.
I think that's game of the week.
That's game of the week right there. I have no idea what's going to happen there.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Bengals.
The Bills look incredible. They look. So,
they do.
For the teams that look like the Chiefs and Tampa and Eagles, they all look fantastic. But the Bills just look like above them.
But what about?
I agree.
But what about the Dolphins? They were dead against the Ravens, and then just like went off. I mean, Tua to Tua the Hill actually happened. I didn't think that was going to happen all year. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. They look really good. So that's a good game. Bengals.
I wouldn't touch that game. It's a division game, though. You know what I mean? Like any of the division games, I just hate them.
I know. Bengals, Jets, you know, we just talked about that. Raiders, Titans. I mean, two teams that, you know, kind of choked.
I think the Titans.
All right.
Titans, desperate.
Raiders.
Like, they have to win that.
Yeah, no,
Raiders,
I know.
The Raiders are desperate, too. Raiders are desperate, too. So
I know. That's a tough one.
I would have touched.
Saints, Raiders. Saints, Panthers. I guess I like the Panthers in that spot. Home.
I like the Saints.
I like the Saints.
Yeah, Saints, they looked horrible against the Bucs.
After watching Baker against the Giants, I think Baker might be the worst starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, he's been pretty bad.
Josh, what does he look like in what does he look like in person? I feel like he's like even he looks way worse in person.
He's bad. He's not good. Like if you take him, right, and you put him next to
like he looks tiny, right? So Gardner small.
I'll give you Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew's way better than Baker Mayfield. But this guy's starting.
Yeah. Why is it Gardner Minshew starting for a team right now?
Because he signed. He took the money and went to Philly.
Wow.
Good insurance, though. Really like, cool. Jalen runs around a lot. If he gets hurt, now you have a capable guy. Like, the Niners, how lucky are the Niners now?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Right? Like, you lose your starting quarterback, devastating injury, which that is really bad. Broken ankle for a quarterback. That's going to take him at least a year. And you get the backup who took you to the Super Bowl and two NFC Championship games. Like, that's pretty solid. Veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to apologize to Trey Lance for putting the mush on his whole career also. I took him in every fantasy league, and I said they were going to win 13 games on this pod last year. I mean, last time we did this. And, so my bad, Trey Lance. Oh, sorry God. About that.
Yeah, poor guy.
He'll be back.
Poor guy out for the year. But, yeah, I mean, good thing they didn't trade Jimmy G. Jeez, that could have looked really bad. So now we're going to see him. Ravens, Patriots.
Sure, they're a better team with Garoppolo. Sure.
Yo, they probably will be. You know, this kind of works out for them, I think, to be honest. Even though, you know, Trey Lance was kind of the future. So like Ravens Patriots. I mean, that's in New England. It's New England's home opener. That's no gimme game, right? Who do you guys like there?
Nope. Oh, man.
What was it again? Raiders and who?
Ravens Patriots.
Oh, Ravens.
I think the
Ravens. Yeah, me too.
I just don't think the Pats can score with Baltimore.
Yeah, plus the Ravens blew it last Sunday. I feel like they bounced back. Lions, Vikings. I like the Lions, man.
Well, it's a day game, so Cousins should be okay. So.
Oh, that's right. And
that's at Minnesota.
It's in
right?
Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Minnesota's back.
Yeah. I mean, Minnesota, it's so funny. That game last night, they've looked like that the last, like, what, 3-4 years? Like that same team. You know, I never know what you're getting week to week with the Kirk Cousins Vikings. It's crazy. Eagles Commanders. I mean, the Eagles look amazing. It's in Washington, but I gotta say Eagles there.
Eagles.
I think Washington's gonna pull off the upset.
Okay.
That's gonna be my upset of the week. Carson Wentz sneaky, like third in the NFL passing right now.
Yeah.
I think they're division game.
They started. They came back against the Jags in week one, and then they started to creep back on the Lions in week two, but couldn't make it happen. Chiefs Colts, Paul, you called it. How ballsy would that be if you took the Colts in Survivor?
In Survivor, no, we'll never do that. I think I'm gonna take the Giants, man. I'm telling you.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And the Jags are going to be.
Damn, you're going to sweat it out. You're going to sweat it out until Monday again. I can't do that.
Jags are going to beat San Diego. Everyone's going to pick the Chargers, and then going to be chilling.
Yeah, Jaguars Chargers. I actually like in Johnny Pool. I'm going to take the Jags. Like I like the Jaguars in this spot. I'm not ballsy enough to take them in Survivor, but But I like him in that spot. Texans, Bears. I like the Bears. Da Bears. That's in Chicago.
What about Justin Fields, his comments? He's not wrong, but you just don't say that.
You don't say it. In the comment section, Bears fans were like, oh, Bears fan here. I have no problem with it. You know, a lot of people were saying that. I don't know. It's tough. Obviously, people are going to take offense. What did Big Cat say? He's like the most, like, media Bears fan.
Yeah,
not
sure.
He probably had commented somewhere off Twitter. Guy just tweets constantly. What's that? You like the Texans?
The Texans in that one, yeah.
Yeah, they've been in. You know, they got a tie and a loss here, but they've been in both those games.
And they're pesky. They're pesky.
Pesky, yeah.
This week, just by you like reading off these games, I feel like there's gonna be a lot of upsets.
Yeah.
This is a crazy week.
Tight games all over.
Yeah, Rams Cardinals. I like the Cardinals. I don't think the Rams are that good.
No, I'll take the Cards.
Cardinals beat them last year once, and I think the Rams blew them out after that.
It's in Arizona, which doesn't really mean much. But I don't know. I feel like the Cardinals ride that momentum.
When does Hopkins come back?
6 games.
What did he do? It was like a substance thing or something? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow, so when he comes back... You have Hollywood, Hopkins, and who else? Who else?
They have another guy.
They have another stud. Oh my god! Why am I blanking on this?
Me too.
Fuck.
Zach Ertz?
No. Was he on the team?
Wait, Hollywood Brown? Come
on. Yeah, Hollywood, Hopkins. I'm missing. Ertz? There's someone I'm missing here. Receiver.
Rondell Moore.
Who?
Well, you're not thinking of Christian Kirk, right? He left.
No, he left. Oh, God.
He's killing it.
I was just thinking about...
Oh, AJ Green.
AJ Green. Green. Right? Yes, AJ Green.
Oh, AJ.
Yeah. He's a little washed.
Rondell Moore. Adam said Rondell Moore. He's very good, too. He's hurt, too, so...
Yeah, they got some weapons. Packers Bucks. That's a good one, man. Wow. 425 Sunday.
Love Green Bay.
Love Green Bay.
Love Green Bay.
Like, love them, Survivor, betting them, love them, or?
Where is it?
Not Survivor, but definitely going to bet that one.
Where is it?
In Tampa.
Here's my thing with Green Bay. I think they're good, but I don't think they're, like, contending for a Super Bowl good.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
They'll make a playoff, but I think they're one and out, maybe.
Yeah.
Why didn't they get a wide receiver? It's like, oh, man. Just... wasting Aaron Rodgers' last years.
It's bizarre.
Sorry, yeah, I'm not sold. I'm not super sold on Tampa. You know, Dak gets hurt week one. They could have put the Cowboys away a bunch of times. You know, Dallas couldn't score anyway. Tampa only scores 19 points in the game. They're losing to the Saints for a little bit of that game. They didn't, like, it wasn't very convincing. The offense looks really discombobulated. I don't know. The receivers are banged up. So, I mean, Green Bay hasn't exactly been bulletproof either, but I'm not totally sold on Tampa being, like, this juggernaut.
If Tom Brady's healthy, I think they're going to stick around. So, like, they're going to lose a bunch of games during the year, but then they're going to be that team that, oh, shit, we got to play Tampa, like, in the playoffs. It's not – I don't know. I've seen that
movie. Yeah, that's kind of – I see it. That's a good point, actually.
Plus, Brady's been flipping the fuck out. He's thrown some tantrums in both games so far.
Yeah, he's on edge.
Again.
What's that?
You see that? He broke an iPad. Well, it used to be like the Surface tablets.
Yeah.
Remember? That like went viral. He did it again.
Yeah. Yeah, he's... I mean, obviously he's having trouble at home, supposedly. But his line, I guess, isn't really protecting him that well. And he's just... Yeah, he's losing his shit. But they're 2-0. So that's going to be a really good one. On Sunday. Let's see the next one. Falcons Seahawks. Now.
Stay away.
Stay away? Falcons sneaky good, no? If this wasn't if this was in Atlanta, I'd be all over Atlanta. But it's in Seattle. So I don't want to touch that because we saw how that went in with Denver.
I'll take Seattle.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to bet Mariota on the road.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Seattle, I mean, they looked pretty awful against the Niners. But, yeah, home, that 12th man's no joke. Oh, God. Speaking of Niners, Broncos. That's the Sunday night game. We get to see Hackett. Hackett national game.
It's in Denver?
Yeah.
I think San Francisco is going to get on a little roll here.
Yep. Yeah. Jimmy G, bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the Niners. If I didn't take them in Survivor, I'd be... Actually, I don't want to bet against the Broncos or with the Broncos. Like, I just don't even want to, like, touch the Broncos anymore, like, the rest of the year.
No.
I fucking
hate them. They're off limits.
Yeah. Speaking of, I took the Niners and Survivor, so I had no idea that the Survivor was double elimination.
Neither did I.
So I get this. So, you know, I'm running the marathon. I finish at, like, 12:49. And
but Tone, I told you.
What's that?
I told you that so many times.
So many times? I mean, you've definitely told me, for sure.
Yeah, we explained this to you a lot.
You definitely told me, but...
Double eliminated.
But I've never done Survivor before. I just it kind of like went over my head. So anyway, you know, and I was so pissed about the Broncos. I figured, I'm done, fuck this. Plus, I was in another Survivor that's single elimination. So I just assumed both leagues were single elimination. And it's 12:49, so, you know, just finished a marathon. So I'm all sore. I'm, like, relieved it's over, whatever. I go, like, sit on a hill overlooking the lake, just kind of reflecting, checking my phone. I have, like, a million text messages. And one is from, like, some random 914 number. And it's like a group chat with like all other random numbers. And it's like, hey, this is Matt. I'm the commissioner. You know, whatever. You guys, I don't know if you guys know, but this league is double elimination. You should get your picks in. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah,
I was in that chat.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was nice. That was nice, bro.
That was so
good.
I don't know who I picked. I got to double check to see if I won.
That was
so. Did you get a team off? Like,
yeah. So it was like this is like 5-1. I'm like, oh my god, thank you so much. So I'm like, you know, I go to the website, and of course it's like, you know, I'm out in, you know, I'm in Scroon Lake, fucking Adirondack. So of course it's like, I'm like, oh no, am I gonna be able to? Because the service isn't that great. I'm like, am I gonna be able to get on here? Luckily, I did. I took San Fran. They won, so it worked out. But it was like right at the buzzer there. And
it would pick the heaviest favorite like automatically for you if you didn't get it in.
Oh, would? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right. So who was, I'm trying to think who the heaviest favorite was. It was probably, well, there was a bunch.
Rams.
There was a bunch that were all 10-point favorites. Bills.
Might have been the Niners, right? They're probably up there.
Yeah, Niners were 9.5 or 10. I forget. But Adam, you were in that group chat too.
yeah, I was. Who I took? I gotta double check.
Oh man, that was funny. And then last game, Cowboys Giants. So Paul, you're going Giants and Survivor. Wow.
Not definitely, but I'm really leaning it. I'm feeling a little crazy.
If the Giants lose though, you'll be so pissed. You'll hate the Giants for life. I mean.
Oh yeah.
I love the under in this game. The Cowboys can't score at all.
I love it too.
What is it like?
I think they have one 35? Of the best defenses in the league.
it's probably a 35. Yeah, no joke. It might really be that.
I'm hoping we get, well, both is greedy, but at least one of them, of Aziz or a Kayvon Thibodeau to play, and we just kill this guy Cooper Rush. Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I don't think Dallas is going to be able to score, and I don't think the Giants are going to be able to score at all. So I see it being like a field goal game, and the game's under 20.
Who's the backup for Dallas now after Rush?
Oh, God.
No clue. They probably had to bring somebody up on the practice squad because usually a lot of teams only keep two.
Yeah.
I can see Thibodeau just like destroying him and getting hurt.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for him because I got a little like jealous because what's his name, Aiden Hutchinson had like 3 sacks in the first half, right?
Yeah, he's looked awesome.
Yeah.
Who's the pass rusher for the Cowboys? It's really good with Micah Parsons.
Parsons.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's a freak, dude. He is unbelievable. Like having a guy like him, T.J. Watt, Aaron Donald,
Von Miller,
just blow up games. They just blow up games.
Yeah. Yeah, game changers. I've been waiting for a guy like that in the Jets forever.
Giants could have had Parsons.
Yep. Yep. Well, yeah. Hopefully Thibodeau's that guy.
Sit down to Tony.
Yep. So I'm looking. Wait, I don't want to go too far ahead, but you know, going through the week three schedule, it's showing the beginning of week four, and the Bengals actually have the Dolphins in week four. So this is like such a must win because I think the Dolphins are definitely better than the Bengals. I don't know. I don't think they have a shot, but who knows? Who knows?
What, for the division?
No, just this week. This Sunday.
Oh, this week.
Yeah. Because the Bengals play the Dolphins next week.
What's the line on the game? Oh, the Jet game.
Jets getting
Bengals?
Jets getting 4.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is weird. That's probably changed though, no?
I don't know if I got that down. I would think it's gonna stay around that range.
Yeah, let's check it out.
I think the
Jets cover but lose.
No.
That's my prediction.
So, like, lose in a field goal or something?
Lose by a field goal.
Yeah.
I like how finally the Jets are on a different time than the Giants. I don't know. Week one, it was a different time, but this past week, I hate when they do that when they play at the same time.
I know. It's annoying. Yeah. Yeah. So.
It happens, like, all the time, though.
Let's see. Jets and the Bengals. No, it's still 4.5.
Still, yeah.
Wow. And then the over-under in Cowboys Giants is
40?
No, yeah, 39.5.
Oh, slamming the under.
Yeah, I love the under there. I love that. Yeah. Wow. Biggest line of the week since I'm here.
Chargers.
Oh my god. Every game is tight. Every game. Biggest line is, yeah, Jags Chargers, 7.
Which is nothing.
Which is nothing. Wow. It's going to be a good Sunday.
Yep.
It's a good slate. NFL,
like,
man.
It.
Unbelievable.
out of the 0-2 teams, who do you think is the most likely to turn it around?
So let's see. We got the Raiders, the Colts. Who else is
0-2? Titans, Bengals.
So that's 4. Is that it?
Falcons, Panthers.
Oh, Falcons did. Yeah, Falcons. They lost at the buzzer week one. Like the Panthers at 6. Would you count the Texans because they got a tie and a loss or not?
Nah? Yeah. Let's include the Texans and the Colts in there.
I think it's going
to go Raiders.
I think the Colts. I don't know. I can't imagine they're this bad. 24-0. You know what I mean? Like, the Jaguars just might own them, and then the Texans game was really close. I don't know. But yeah, Raiders those might be a close second.
I don't know, man. Bengals? I don't know.
I'm leaning towards Cincinnati a little bit. Only because they went to the Super Bowl last year. I'm not saying they're going to like turn it around all the way, but I think they'll be in the mix for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
and that division is, and I don't think that division is as good as we
thought. Yeah.
We never thought, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. The Eagles, man, they look so good. I think I said it earlier in the pod here. Is Jalen Hurts, can he make a run for MVP? Am I overreacting here? Sure.
Gotta keep it going.
I still think he'd be better as a tight end.
You really don't like him, huh?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. But okay. You know what? I said the same stuff about a lot of quarterbacks that proved me wrong, so I'm probably wrong again. So
it's going to be tough to beat anyone for Josh Allen, probably, for MVP.
Oh, true. Yeah.
This up.
Similar, yeah. Similar players kind of, right? But Allen's obviously a lot bigger. But I don't know. Hurts was, I mean, those two rushing touchdowns, I mean, he's got some dog in him.
Yeah, for sure. But what do you think about, Josh mentioned it this week, Allen running all the time. Like, he's got to be due to get an injury soon, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it's pretty reckless. Even he said he's like, he was getting interviewed. He's like, yeah, just the way I play. Like, I bet the coaches tell him, like, dude, He tries to truck everybody. Just take the easy yards. But he can't
even
help
when the
himself.
Game's out of reach. He's doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Like, just slide.
Just relax. Down.
He's just wired differently. But like Cam, we thought he was indestructible, and then look what happened.
Yeah,
he can't do it forever.
He had real bad injuries. I mean, this last how many years? You know, couldn't stay on the field. Mm-hmm. Yeah, knowing the Bills, how unlucky they are. I hate to say it, Bills Mafia. It's bound to happen. Like, I just, right? You could see it coming. Like, they just, like, the unluckiest, you know, franchise, it seems like.
Man, yeah. That would suck.
Yeah, yeah. They're a passionate bunch. But,
What about Tua? Let's talk some Tua.
Oh, man. Tua. Unreal.
Lead the NFL in passing.
Unreal. Yeah, man.
Imagine how good it would be if he was a right-handed quarterback.
I take offense to that.
I'm kidding. No, but because you saw the video, you saw the videos that they put up.
Yeah, when they flipped it,
which is so stupid because I love seeing a lefty quarterback like Boomer Esiason, Brunel.
Yep.
It just looks so much better.
Yeah, Vic.
It just looks way better.
Yeah, Mike McDaniels, man, Mike Jones, is he the real deal?
Jones. Let's see. I want to see some.
Is he like a McVay, like a young. Young gun, young guru.
That team is so loaded on offense. I feel like it's tailor made for any quarterback to kind of come in there, and as long as you don't turn the ball over and get these guys the ball with open field in front of them. I think it's going to be easy to succeed. So I think Tua's got a good chance to be pretty good this year.
And he's got eight or nine home games in the freaking perfect weather for like a fast paced offense that.
That's true. Yep.
So.
They got Tyreek Hill. They basically got a younger version of Tyreek Hill and Waddle. Gesicki looks like, he's a, pass catching tight end. They got two good running backs. I mean, it looks good for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
How amped is, excited is Mike?
Yeah, he's already put a deposit down to the Super Bowl tickets. So.
he's all in, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that defense, though.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up a lot.
It seemed like Baltimore was just doing whatever they wanted for most of that game.
Yeah, what a turnaround. Holy cow.
So I want to see what Buffalo looks like, because Buffalo's been doing whatever they wanted in both games. So now against this Miami team, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a wake-up call for Tua. I can see.
That's what I think.
I think I can honestly see like a 31-10 game, and everyone's like, whoa, pump the brakes on Miami. You know?
Yeah, maybe we were just too early on the Dolphins. Buffalo's 3-0.
Yeah. Yep.
I can see that, too.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm, probably going to have, obviously, Jets-Bengals. We're getting it up here this weekend, which is good. So I'll have that on, but, like, Red Zone, I have a feeling Bills-Dolphins, that's going to be tit-for-tat.
The main game.
Yeah, I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of action on that game. Just a lot of back and forth, so I'm pretty pumped for that. And then, wow, there's so many good games this weekend. So many good games. And then Monday. Either are you going to try and go, Adam or Juice?
Yeah, I think I am. I'm going to try to go.
Oh, you are? Nice.
Yeah, well, we'll see, though. I'll probably wait till the end and see what the tickets look like.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm gonna pass on this one, but I hope I go to another game this year. That'll be fun.
True. Yeah, it's been a bunch of years since I last went to a Jet game. Probably 6-7 years. Forever.
Yeah, oh, wow. I haven't seen the Giants with Saquon, so.
Word.
Like, since they drafted him, I haven't been to a game.
Yeah. Anything new at the stadium at all? Like, any new, food spots? Man, it's stores,
it's
right?
It's the same air conditioner looking stadium. Like, that. There's nothing. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Shouts to Booger. Tully. LA team. He posted they do that. Their tailgate's unreal. That menu. Oh my god! Did you guys see that?
They do an amazing job. They always try to cook the food of the away team.
He does.
Oh,
it right.
That's what
they
it was.
Do it right,
yeah. So like last year, I remember when they I was there at the opener, and they had I went to visit them, and they had Denver omelets, and they had a bunch of other stuff too.
Nice. Yeah, no, they had some really good. I'm trying to think what reflected Carolina. I guess they had some barbecue stuff, this past Sunday.
What would Vegas make?
Oh, God. Cocaine? What city would you be like the most excited for with that?
Kansas City for me.
So barbecue?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Dallas.
Dallas. Right? I feel like there's a lot of barbecue. It's like a lot
Tex-Mex.
Of
Tex-Mex.
Oh, Tex-Mex. Yeah, that's true.
Or Green Bay, get some brats and a whole bunch of cheese curds and beer. How you doing?
Detroit, get some Detroit style pizza or Coney's.
Ooh, Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh yeah, Philly the cheesesteaks. Boston, get some chowder.
A lot of good ones.
You know,
a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
I would wait till they play the New York Jets and get a traditional New York style pizza from Sbarro's. Here we
go. I was down the city. Last Thursday, and I was thinking about that on The Office. It's a classic. What else? What have we missed out on the first 2 weeks here? It's been a lot. There's been a lot of exciting games. The NFL, man, it just never loses, right? It's just never disappoints.
After 2 weeks, I think I'll say the Bills are going to play the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Didn't you call that?
You said that, though, didn't you?
Nah, I think I said Bills-Packers or something. Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, you said Bills Packers. You did. I said Rams Chiefs. I'm definitely regretting that. Well, Chiefs, I still say, but Rams, I'm just not impressed. Maybe they'll turn it around, but yeah, Eagles, man, fly Eagle fly.
I had Denver. What the hell was I on that day?
I know you did say Denver.
I like it too. A couple plays go different in a Seattle game, and they're 2-0.
I mean, yeah. Goddamn! I mean, just don't fumble the ball on the goal line twice.
Yeah, exactly.
They could have easily ran away with that game, like blew them out. Easily. Oh my God!
I would have bet my whole entire life, right? I think all of us would. When they lined up for their field goal, I was like, "There's 0% this is going in."
Yeah, and McManus.
I didn't even see it.
Oh, you didn't even watch it.
No, I didn't need to see it. I said it. I could have shut it off. There's no way that was going in.
Because McManus...
I just left. I was like, oh.
McManus kicked one. He kicked like a practice kick. Did you guys see that? And he missed that. And then he lined up and missed it again. Too funny.
But I love how this coach thinks, because like what they do in like the warm-ups with no pressure, no guys trying to block the kick in front of you. He's like, oh, well, his range. I'm like... Dude, you paid this quarterback $250 million for get 5 yards.
Yeah.
At his old stadium on Monday Night Football, you give him the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every team has a play, right? Like the emergency play. Like, just break out that play. No? Like, I don't know. Ay, ay.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Let's ride.
Yeah. There's been some.
Bronco Nation. That's right.
That's right.
Bronco Nation. That's right. Oh, he's the worst.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's pretty bad. Anything else? Anything else, guys? Anything we want to get to?
Listen, 30 days until the Knicks opening night, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, NBA's been real quiet.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nets have a media day on Monday.
That's wild.
It's a completely uneventful offseason where nothing happened.
We're gonna be done with the pod, obviously, but Judge is gonna hit a home run, his 60th tonight to win the game in extra innings. You'll see.
Oh, I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, you are.
Yeah.
Also, you know what? All right, let's hope it happens tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if you see him. Well,
how much did that ball go for?
62, right?
Yeah, 62.
62.
Yeah, they're saying on the radio it could go for $2 million.
What?
Damn. Yeah, I was listening to Michael K today, and actually the person that caught Roger Maris's ball, his son called into the radio today.
Whoa.
So,
wow.
Yeah, he actually caught the ball, and back then he tried to give it back to Roger Maris. Roger Maris was like, keep it, it's gonna be worth a lot of money, and he ended up selling it for $5,000.
Oh, jeez.
Damn.
Yeah, I listened to that, but that $5,000 was like a year's worth of salary at that time.
Yeah, true. It was a lot more money than it is now.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the guy was making like, his dad caught it, and his dad was making like $60 a week or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Different times.
It's crazy, like a baseball that's going to be worth like.
I know.
A couple million.
It's nuts.
It's a baseball.
It's nuts. Speaking of baseball, I mean, once NFL starts, it's like you forget there's other sports. I mean, baseball, if Judge wasn't, you know, going for this home run chase, it's like I wouldn't even know what's happening, you know? September's always, like, tough for baseball.
You're probably going to watch. This is probably the last year that Judge is going to be good, too.
I know. I can feel
he's
it, right?
He's going to get his money. You know, he's not. He's going to be injured.
He's going to break this. Yeah, he's going to break this record. He's going to break this record. He's going to get his money. And then, he's never going to be the same again.
Are the Yankees going to pay him? Have we heard that at all?
I think they will. They will, but he might just be like, you know what? No, you guys fucked up.
I think he'll go to the team that offers the most money, and somebody's going to pay him more than the Yankees probably going to pay him.
I think it'll be Cali. Like back home,
yeah, he's Cali kid.
What if he goes to the Mets?
Yeah, I can see that.
I think it's gonna be the Mets or Dodgers. To be honest, yeah, I could see that.
Mets or Giants? I think Giants.
Or maybe Giants, yeah, because he's a Northern Cali guy, so A's maybe. But I don't know.
See,
yeah.
Like I don't Cardinals. The Yankee ownership pisses me off sometimes, but I don't think they would get outbid. I don't think they would ever let that happen.
There's only a few teams that can afford to really pay him, right? Mets, Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox. Anyone
Giants,
else?
Cardinals.
Giants, Cardinals.
Eight whole payroll is probably like $35 billion. So he's probably going to make 60 next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if they said he grew up a Red Sox fan. I don't know if that's true or not.
What?
Yeah, there's like pictures of him when he was younger with like wearing a lot of Red Sox gear.
Oh damn.
And he speaks like very highly of the fans there.
Huh.
He had like an article recently.
That's interesting. I wonder what the connection is there.
I don't know, but that would be terrible.
Terrible. Also, speaking of connections, the Sala Clarkstown South shirt.
What was that? So did we get to the bottom of that or what?
I don't think we ever will. You know,
all I know is the Jets are 1-0 since he's worn that shirt. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Props to
we did hear about it, right? Like so South beat North by 2 because they stopped him on the 2-point conversion, and I guess they knew about it or read about it, and they wanted to show some love, you know. And then they like somebody wrote a thing about Scarpelli being there for so many years, and he's a lifelong Jets fan. So they did it for Scarpelli.
Oh, okay. Where'd you hear that?
It was on the Clarkstown South, on their Instagram page.
Oh, okay. Got it. So that was it. So he just kind of like...
So Sala butchered the name. He was like, Clarkston South from... And then he like stirred a little bit. He was like, West Nyack?
Oh, boy.
And then I think he messed up Scarpelli's last name too. I don't know, but whatever. It was cool that it was. I thought it was really cool seeing, you know, head coach of an NFL team wearing high school.
It looked like it fit. It looked like it fit him right. Right, because Sala. I mean, I know he's Lebanese, but he looks Italian. You know, he looks like he could be the he looks like he could be the South coach. So it kind of like fit
definitely,
nicely.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I thought it was.
Aren't they like very good now? The football team.
South?
I don't know. I know the basketball team's good.
Basketball, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything. But that was pretty cool. I just figured it was like a relative, maybe that went there because Sala, he's like a Michigan guy. He's not even from here. But I thought
maybe one of his kids were going there or something.
One of his 7 kids. How does he have 7 kids?
Yeah.
It's nuts. He's like early 40s. No, this guy.
He's having a party.
Have
get a TV in the house.
For real. So, all right. So let's end it with who is everyone taking in their Survivor? Or is it too early in the week?
No, we could take a guess there.
Let me take a look. I'm down to two teams. The G-Men.
Okay.
And Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Actually, no. Minnesota and Giants.
Okay. Okay. Adam.
Oh, who did the Niners have again?
The Broncos. Sunday night.
Broncos.
No, I'm skipping that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Tough week.
It's so hard.
I'm going to go with the Giants also, reluctantly.
Nice. Really? Wow. I'm not doing it, guys.
I wouldn't. You should. You shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Juice.
Ooh. Quick glance at it. Damn, it's hard. I wanted to take Buffalo, but I just don't like the division game playing in Miami. I'll say this. I'm probably leaning towards Philly at Washington. Philly at Washington. Or you know what? I might go Chiefs at the Colts. I don't really have too much faith in the Colts. And I think the Chiefs are that good. I think Mahomes is going to have – every year is going to be – he's going to be throwing up a lot of touchdowns every week. Sorry.
That was going to be my number two also, the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah. Chiefs are definitely in my top two. I think the Eagles might be my pick as well. I think they're that good. I think Eagles are Chiefs. But they're both so good, right? The point of Survivor is not wasting those teams, right? This early in the season? Or is that whatever?
But like, if you have one strike, now you just have to, like, you got to win.
Yeah. Good point. Desperation. Yeah,
if you had no strikes, then it's like, if you had no strikes, yeah, that's when you start messing around and kind of like, all right, you go against the public, but yeah, now you got to.
Yeah.
It's tough.
If that was the case, maybe I'd go Jags. I like this Jags team. But yeah.
Yeah. On the Jags.
What's that?
I'm in on the Jags. Right? I love them.
Yeah. I definitely like them.
Evan, I told you, bro. Better preview. Evan Ingram, MVP.
Wait, how's he been?
Nah, he's been not that great.
He has like 20 catches for 60 yards.
Oh, jeez.
Like literally. He just gets like 2 yards. Like they dink and dunk to him, but he's involved, but it's like no big plays or anything.
Yeah. True. Alright. Good stuff. Anything else here before we part ways?
What's today? September something? When's the next big golf thing?
Okay.
Golf stuff. Well, they have the President's Cup this week, which is basically Team USA versus the world. But it's lopsided. Team USA is like -700. They're going to destroy this team.
No, it's like not competitive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Tiger done? No more or what?
No. Somebody actually just came out, somebody close to him, and said that he's probably got one more good run in him. It was good that he got out there a couple times this year, but I don't know. He'll probably be on the PGA Champions Tour, like with the old guys soon. So we'll see.
Is Liv going to survive?
Yeah, they're going to do well. I think how that whole thing ends up playing out is more guys are going to go over there, and then they're going to have to come to some kind of agreement where they do some kind of like partnership or some bullshit. Okay.
Because I was talking to my brother about this,
saying, we were both kind of like, how does this business model work if you're guaranteeing these golfers this much money? And it's like, there's really no TV money. Like, I guess
that's the next thing. They got to get a TV deal.
Okay.
They have to get it. They pitched Apple TV, and I think Apple TV turned it down. But they might get some other streaming service.
Keep getting guys. Eventually, someone's going to bite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of streaming service, though, I know we all saw like Goodell with Bezos in the thing. I was thinking about maybe they're buying Sunday Ticket because DirecTV is kind of done, right?
Ooh.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I could see that.
Do people still have DirecTV?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I hear it. Simmons and the Cuz, they talk shit about it all the time. It's just terrible.
I was in the slums of Atlantic City last week. A lot of DirecTV dishes out there.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe that's where they're at. That's where all the dishes are.
they're all in the hood and AC. Nice. Nice. Yeah, no, Bill Simmons and, Cousin Sal, they're always talking about how terrible a product it is. Kind of how, like, NBA League Pass, too, right? Isn't it, like, a pretty bad product? It's like...
Well, like, it freezes or something?
Yeah, like it just freezes, or you can't get certain games sometimes. I don't know. I've never had either, I wouldn't know. But Red Zone was actually doing that first half of week one. I was flipping out, but ended up adjusting.
Yeah, they're overwhelmed.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly, yeah. So, all right.
Tell Gigi to calm down. Go to sleep.
Well, thank God she is. She's crazy.
She was sleeping all the time, yeah.
She's crazy, yeah. She's nuts.
She's crazy.
It's a piece of work. Get ready, Adam.
Oh, my God.
Adam's almost there.
It's coming. It's hot.
Well, the first year or so is great.
Did you have to go back to that gynecologist or no?
Oh, yeah.
No, she had an appointment today. I didn't go. I mean,
probably the best for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can show my face in there again.
There's definitely a wanted poster of you like all over that place.
They have another location. I'm trying to convince her to go there.
Wait, no one said anything to her or anything?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I need a little time to pass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
A few years, decade, maybe.
Years, yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, guys.
Funny. Take care.
Comb your hair.
See ya.
You're welcome. You're all welcome.